said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me,
till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not the path, if it can be taken. It's not the true name, if it can be said. The universe has no name, no beginning or end. The third eye sees it for what it is. To see it for what it is not is to lust. Duality is merely the reflection of a reflection, the underlying of all manifestations, its identity a mystery. Therein lies a conundrum, the conundrum of all conundrums, the path to the veiled, enveloping the entirety. that you see and that you hear and that you feel sometimes may not be the real truth. That which is visible through physical senses . That which you can touch, that which you hear, there is something far beyond the visible, the perceived reality. And that remains a puzzle, a mystery, an enigma, a conundrum. And you need third eye to see the invisible, to hear the unheard, to feel the unfelt, to touch the impalpable. The music is in the air. But a heart is needed to hear that music. The melody is around, but you need the inner resonance to hear that melody. The beauty is around. You need that internal eye to see it. What you see through physical eyes is much, much lesser than what the things are. You need another eye, the third eye. Things seem impossible, but all possibilities and impossibilities are in the mind. If a person believes he can, he can. If a person believes he can't, he can't. That's why somebody has said that. If somebody says, I can, he can do it. If somebody says, I can't, he can't do it. It all depends on what you believe. You can or you can't. We keep on carrying our weaknesses throughout. Unless and until you have the penetrating vision to see them through and through, to understand them, you won't be able to get rid of them. You need a very critical, analytical mind, a very strong mind, a very clear mind. A mind which is not muddled up, a mind which is not filled with haziness, a mind which is not scattered, a mind which is focused, a mind which is clear, conspicuous. And fasting takes you to that goal very fast. When the mind is free from the thoughts of food, when the body is free from the task of ingestion, digestion, and elimination, the energy which was flowing down starts flowing up. The body becomes lighter. The mind becomes clear. Emotions come under control. The unnecessary attachments fall down. The worthless fantasies drop on their own. And you find a surge of energy within you. We have completed about 22 days of pranic journey. The journey into higher consciousness. The journey into the world of spirit from the world of body. The journey to become light-based being than a carbon-based being. The journey to achieve a body which is powerful body. The goal of Brahmacharya journey, the goal of pranic journey is to achieve a body and a mind. A body first which is free from hunger. Right now we are filled with cravings, and it is because of the processed, the cooked that you are putting into the system. The salty, the condiments, they irritate you. They create craving and hunger. The transition into pranic living, the transition into pranic diet, the transition into cosmic diet is a slow process because we are addicted. Pranic living is about de-addiction because all is in the mind. It's the mind game and we are deceived. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, self-sovereign is the one who never gets deceived even in their dreams. That is Swarajya Adhikari. They don't get deceived even in their dreams. Such a high level of alertness. Such a high level of vigilance. Such watchfulness. Moment to moment awareness is what is Swarajya Adhikari. Sensations don't come and take you away. Urges don't come and make you astray. Your emotions are under your control. That is Swarajya Adhikari. Your thoughts are under your control. Your desires are under your control. That is ruling power and controlling power. And if a king doesn't have ruling and controlling power, he won't be called a king. King is the master. He is the ruler. And it is not about ruling others. It's ruling over your own senses. And the most turbulent of all the senses is tongue and taste. The moment you try to change what you eat, the whole body revolts. So pranic initiation, pranic consciousness is smoothly moving into that consciousness where your body is free from hunger. Second, your body is free from thirst. We feel thirsty all the time. People get up in the morning and start gulping water and water into the system. Why? Are we water drinkers? We are not the drinkers of liquids and consumers of solid. We can survive on bare nothings. It is because of the conditioning and because of the deterioration that body has become dependent on food. The journey of pranic living is the journey of food freedom. But if taken properly, it will take you to that desired destination and goal. The third goal is temperature control. The body will not feel too much hot in the hot summer. The body will not feel too much cold in the chilled winter. Because you are in sync with nature. You are in sync and harmony with environment. You are putting into your body what is alive and not what is dead. So, automatically, temperature equanimity will come to you. Fourth, fatigue, tiredness, a body which is free from fatigue. You walk the whole day and yet you are indefatigable. You walk the whole day and yet you are tireless. We feel tired because you are overtaxing the system by giving it over excessive food, and then the body is busy in digesting and eliminating. A Brahmacharian body is not the body of digestion. Lungs become the organ of digestion, not the stomach. Because the breath is your food. The prana is your food. It is the journey of pranic nourishment. You have shifted the focus and all is in the mind. So no fatigue. You feel you are so powerful suddenly. And what happens when you eat? After eating, you attract three things. One, tiredness. Second, diseases. And fourth, and third, old age. The more the system is fasted, you become young. You get rid of diseases. Fifth, a body which is free from all the diseases. Cough, cold, fever, diarrhea and all those things. You never know what are they. People keep on suffering from heaviness of abdomen and acidity and burping and gas and so many other things. Stomach become non-existent entity for you. You don't know what is it. You don't know what is it to have fever and all those things. Even if you fall sick, you will get out of it very fast. A body free from diseases, illnesses, sicknesses, ailments, maladies. And you know when you fall sick, what happens? So much time waste. Your lifestyle, your routine changes. Doctor visits. Money, travel, your yoga chart, your gyan chart, your service, it suffers. 3 days now, somebody else has to come as a locum. And your own pain. It is so difficult to remember Baba when body is healthy. How difficult it is to remember when body is sick. It is difficult to become soul conscious when you don't have any diseases. Imagine when the body has diseases, how difficult it is to become soul conscious, because body pulls. If there is a pain, it is so difficult when normal bones to remember to become soul conscious. What about fractured bones? It becomes all the more difficult. So pranic body is the body which is free from diseases. Next, pranic body is a body which is free from old age. It is an anti-aging process. Fasting makes you young, eating makes you old. Why you need anything early in the morning? At least till 12 mid noon. Nothing should enter the system. Nothing means nothing. No food, no water. anhydrous, dry fast. Make that a target. And then you understand what you are putting early since morning. What you have done the whole night. Have you labored? Were you toiling in the field? You were resting and doing nothing. You were rather fasting. So you have to break your fast. That is why it is called break fast. So how do you break fast? Mahatma Gandhi broke his fast of 21 days by drinking orange juice, which was diluted, and he drank it over half an hour. That is how you break the fast. And what you break the fast with? Grains, cooked foods, oils, fried items, and sandwiches, and your all stuff, poha and upma and your idli and dosa and uttapam and your dhokla and your chapatis and your rice and your dals and your parathas and your kadas and your teas and your green teas and your herbal teas. Why you need anything of these? This is just a mental addiction that makes you nothing but sick, diseased, fatigued, unhealthy, and old, and tired. You don't need anything. Let the body rest. If you can't do till 12, at least if you start eating at 6, make it 8. If you are eating at 8, make it 8:15. Then 8:30, then 9, then 9:15, then 10, then 10:15. And then see. And go till 12. Minimum 12. Stay on prana. Then you will understand. What is this 6-hour fasting? If this 6-hour fasting gives you this result, what will 8-hour fasting do to my body? What will 10-hour fasting do? What 18 hours will do? What 24 hours will do? What 36 hours will do? What 48 hours will do? What 72 hours will do? You become free. Then next. Lust. It frees you from lust. Pranic journey is a freedom from lust. Next, pranic journey is a freedom from all the vices. At last, even death. We don't know why we die. Science does not have the answers. Why we die. But yes, definitely, why we should not die. There would be some answers to that. There is no reason to die. Physical immortality. So even that can be achieved. And people have achieved. Today we will see something about visualization. Last 2 days we saw about law of attraction and affirmations. The third, this is a triangle. Affirmation, law of attraction and visualization. What you visualize, you materialize. But visualization in the law of attraction is not that ordinary visualization which you usually do. The visualization which is used in law of attraction is something else. So how can you attract that visualization? Whatever you want to become, you can become. Imagine a body which is free from disease. And I want this body. You will become that. Imagine success. Imagine any relationship, how you want that relationship to be. And it will become. If you can imagine, if you can visualize. But it is not simple imagination and simple visualization. It is something else, something more, something higher. Something deeper, something intimate. So how to visualize and what happens in visualization? Visualization is seeing with mind's eye. How do you visualize? The simplest technique for visualization is while sleeping. Lie down on the bed. Relax. Loosen up. No stress, no tension anywhere. Create a picture. Now the difference in the ordinary visualization and visualization in the art of, in the law of attraction is when you visualize, not just visualize, feel it. Experience it. Involve all the sensory. Let the visualization become sensory. Touch it, hear it, see it. For example, somebody is very poor. He doesn't have any good room. He doesn't have good bed. He doesn't have pillow. He is so poor. And now he is sleeping. And he visualizes he is living in a big mansion. And he can smell. He smells the bedding so fragrant. He touches the pillow. So in visualization, you are not an audience, but you are a part. You are here. You are the person, you feel it, you feel it, you experience it. All senses are involved. That is visualization. And every day you feel it. Every thought is like a seed which you are putting into the subconscious mind. In the ordinary visualization, you use mind and subconscious mind. In visualization here, you use the heart energy. You pour your heart into that visualization. It becomes reality for you. It is in the now. If you want to become a pranic being, imagine yourself the person who is free from all the thoughts of food throughout the day and yet so healthy, so energetic. And you imagine the suffering which you had whenever you ate. Eating makes you nothing but sick. People say, if you don't eat, where from we get energy? Food is not the source of energy. Then why do people die? They die because of the conditioning. Food is just the stimulus. Just as alcohol is the stimulus. But it is a physiological need for the alcoholic. If you don't give alcohol, he dies. That doesn't mean that everybody needs alcohol. In the similar manner. By putting so many things into the system, you are addicted to them and that's why they have become need. And the moment you try to get rid of them, the system revolts and the detox reaction starts. You start feeling dizzy, dizziness, BP falls, pulse drops, nausea, vomiting, and a huge lot of detox symptoms, weakness. If these things are happening, it is good. If it is aching, it is healing. You are on the right track. If by eating raw diet you feel weak, that means you are on the right track. If you are on the liquid diet and you feel dizziness and your BP is dropping, you are on the right track. Because your body is filled with poisons. Your body is poisonous. Your body is filled with the poisons of salt. Desalt the body. How can you become pranic with those urges and with those hungry sensations? A pranic body is free from sensations of hunger. And I don't see any reason to include salt or condiments in your diet. Rather, if you need salt and condiments and spices in your diet, it means your diet is imperfect. It needs the help of these things. Rather, you are eating salt and condiments just that is through the cover of that food. If at all you want to have this, let it be as less as possible. And it is not going to come in one day. It takes time. Because these are deep addictions. Deeper than alcohol and deeper than smokers' addiction to smoking. Gradually start reducing. The journey is from non-veg to veg, from veg to vegan, from cooked vegan to raw vegan, from raw vegan to fruitarian, from fruitarian to liquidarian, and then keep on oscillating here. Till one day you become breatharian. Your body doesn't need anything. You eat just for the enjoyment, not for need. When that consciousness comes, you are entering into pranic consciousness. So visualize, feel, experience. Ofra, what is her name? Ofra Winfrey. Who is she? Ofra. Yeah, Ofra Winfrey. In her programs, she talks about boldest and grandest visualizations, because she herself was born poor and she had such a struggle in her life. But she would keep on telling herself, this will not last long, this will not last long, this will not going to stay longer, I have to come out of it. She would watch her grandmother work hard and she would say, no, this will not last. The food will come on our table, because they had nothing in their childhood. And she became one of the richest lady in the whole world. And she says, this happened because of visualization. You see, you create a picture of yourself. The best version of you is here in front of you. And it is not that you are becoming that, it is you have already become. I am already that. You behave as if you are that. That is creative visualization. And gradually you get rid of that destructive negative thinking habit. You emit positivity. You exude positivity. Every time you criticize, every time you complain, every time you backbite, every time you oppose, you are creating negative affirmations. Positive affirmations. I can do it. It's very easy. It's very easy. I have done it multiple times. If you can do 6-hour fast, you can do 8-hour also. If you can do 8, you can do 12-hour also. If you can do 12, you can do 24 hours also. And 24 hours will go without food, water, and you feel so energetic and so powerful. If you have done this, next time you extend it. Keep on extending. Let the body get habituated to this new pattern, to this new thinking, to this new joy, to this new bliss, and then see what happens. It's the journey of independence. It's a journey of independence. So how do you do it? Lie down on the bed, relax, create a picture, start thinking about it. Very gradually. Pour your thoughts, your emotions, get emotionally involved with your visualizations. Let senses get involved in that visualization. It could be for anything. If you want good relationship, visualization. If you want career, good visualization. If you want money, you can attract money. People have written books on this, how to become rich. Any skill, you visualize and you become skillful. You want to learn driving, visualize. All athletes before playing, all runners before running, they visualize that they are crossing the limit and they are first. You think and it becomes, thoughts become thing. You visualize, you materialize. But think it so clearly, so vividly, with all colors. Put colors into it. See the picture, touch it, feel it. If you want to win a trophy, see that trophy already is in your hand. And touch it, how beautiful it is. If you want to become leader, become a leader. Think of yourself as a leader. You are already a leader. You don't have to become, you are already a leader. Any skill, any sport, any career, relationship, health. If you want to become, if you want to lose weight or gain weight, anything. visualization. People come to us and say, we eat so little yet we don't lose weight. And there are thin built people. They come, they say, we keep on eating the whole day yet not 1 kg weight gain. What to do? We keep on eating whole day but still no weight gain. Weight loss doesn't happen because of food. It has to do something with the mind. It has to do with exercise. Yeah, even exercise. If you want to become bodybuilder or good exercise person, a person whose body is fit, imagine exercises, visualize exercises. You are doing it. If you, anything, visualization is a powerful tool. Creative visualization. And you can make your visualization clearful, colorful, musical, beautiful, and have faith. Feel, yes, you are having it. You are the part of that visualization. You are not audience. And it will happen. It will work. It will become reality. The universe will conspire to make your dream come true. And it will happen. So, today was the third in the series, Art of Affirmations, Positive Affirmations, Law of Attraction, and Creative Visualizations. Use these three things to manifest your dream, to make your dream come true. Whatever you want to become, you can use this. And in the pranic living, in this pranic journey, you can use all these three. And the journey, you remain invincible, unstoppable. Om Shanti.
Tvameva Mata Chapita Tvameva Tvameva Bandhushcha Sakha Tvameva Tvameva Vidya Dravinam Tvameva Tvameva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel. Feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.